Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers and the co-chair of the Endowment for the Business of Government. We created the Endowment in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. Find out more about the Endowment by visiting us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. The Business of Government Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our conversation today is with Marty Wagner, Associate Administrator for the Office of Government-Wide Policy at the General Services Administration. Welcome, Marty.
Good to be here.
And joining us in our conversation is Steve Sika, another PwC partner. Welcome, Steve.
Good to be here, Paul. Thanks.
Well, Marty, let's start by finding out more about GSA and specifically the Office of Government-Wide Policy. Could you tell us about its activities and its role?
Okay, well, let me begin by, I think most of your listeners probably know about GSA. It's the government's big buyer of stuff. And we tend to do a lot through the public buildings, through the Federal Supply Service, Federal Technology Service. This is where about 14,000 employees set up contracts that are used by the government as a whole for all the goods and or for many of the goods and services that they do. I don't do that. I have what's called the policy function, where we look at the overall system, not just the specific contracts that GSA does, but the $200 billion or so of government procurement, the $300 billion a year of grants that are issues, how those systems managed, the way we travel. I have the policy function at GSA. Now, the policy function used to be, until about 5 years ago, simply part of the different operational arms of GSA. But what we got into through some discussions with OMB and various reviewers is a sense that GSA was getting too much into the operations and that, frankly, there were some concerns that there was a conflict of interest between managing the policies for how the government bought everything and also being in the system of running contracts that then other agencies use. So, in fact, that's what we do in government-wide policy. We've centralized all the management functions of government in one place. We look at the government as a whole and try to make things so that the government is better managed than it otherwise would be.
Marty, the thing that I'm curious about is, how is the Office of Government Policy different than some of the other agency policy development units like the Government Accounting Office or the Office of Management and Budget?
Well, I think we probably have some parallels. General Accounting Office is probably has more of an audit and oversight role than we would have. We're really not in the business of looking over the shoulders of agencies. We're more in the business of developing best practices and frankly the regulations and the guidance for how agencies ought to operate. OMB tends to operate at a higher level. We work very closely with OMB, but we're not OMB. You know, OMB has the budget, it has the management and the regulatory reviews. A lot of those areas have implications that are a lot broader than OMB can actually do itself, and that's where we get involved. So, for example, OMB does the budget, but working with the other agencies on the federal acquisition regulations, the federal travel regulations, the way the developing the government's internal processes, that's where we work. And we work also a lot with the agencies. One of the things that we found when we consolidated our operations is the government probably historically has had a top-down approach to policy. Something would go wrong and we would develop a rule against doing that bad thing. And we found that that's probably gets you a fair distance, but you're actually going to do better in developing your policies if you work with the community that is affected by those policies to develop approaches that solve the overall problem, not the avoiding the bad thing, but doing the right thing. And we would work closely with the agencies and OMB to develop and then implement those policies.
How big is the Office of Government-Wide Policy, and what are the skills of the people who work there?
We're about 300 people overall, and the skills tend to be management skills in all the management policy areas. So, I may miss a few as I go down the list, but for example, acquisition, procurement. There's the Federal Acquisition Regulations, the Federal Acquisition Institute for Training, acquisition professionals. We have those policy functions. So you have people who understand procurement. That's one community. The Federal Travel Regulations, those who understand travel management, travel contracting, procurement of travel services, per diem, when we set the per diem rates in different cities, a function that makes us extremely popular in certain circles. He said, tongue-in-cheek. But there's, in that area, mail management, management of personal property, management of real property, disposal of personal property, disposal of real property. And then one that I think is particularly important and has certainly been growing in importance, electronic commerce, information technology, all those areas. A lot of what the government is going through is using information technology to be more effective, and it cuts across all management areas and, frankly, is probably our key to productivity gains in the future.
GSA seems to have somewhat of a unique role. How would you describe the culture at GSA, perhaps in contrast to other parts of the government?
Well, I think GSA's got a very customer-oriented culture. Is embracing technology more avidly than many agencies, but certainly not as quickly as some of the real technology-focused agencies, very much into using an e-marketplace. I think part of that is driven by when we talked earlier about the policy function and the separation and all the forces that led that to being. One of the things that happened with GSA is we, as a matter of conscious policy, moved it from a mandatory source of supply to one where it was optional. And that's got a couple of advantages. One advantage is human nature. People tend to run away from the thing they're told they must use. So that barrier to using the vehicles went away. But it also means that it's an enormous incentive on the services to be efficient and effective. And that also cuts through into the way they operate internally. So it's actually been I don't want to say it's better than every other agency I've worked in, because all the agencies I've worked in have had a lot of advantages. But it does have a somewhat more customer-centric culture, and I enjoy that. And since I like technology, I like being able to have it on my desktop and use it to good effect.
Marty, let's spend a little time now talking about your career. What drew you to public service?
I think my big drive to public service is I wanted to make a difference. I wanted scope. I wanted some ability to change the world. I originally, when I finished graduate school, I had gone through as an aeronautical engineer. I did a bachelor's and a master's degree. But the first job I got was working for a consulting company doing the cost-benefit analysis of the space shuttle. And it was all under contract for NASA. And I just thought space was neat, and being a player in the decisions of how we were going off into outer space and in a standard, effective, business-like way was sort of fun. So I went back to graduate school, this time in public administration, and was trained in economics and public policy, and thought that's a way to affect things. And after that, well, where's the action? At the time, the action was the Environmental Protection Agency. So I went and worked there. And after a while, the action was in telecommunications, and I went to OMB and worked there. And then you don't want to be too long at OMB. I think it's a very good place to work, but I thought it was time to move on. I went to Treasury and did telecommunications for Treasury. Then I left Treasury to go to GSA, where I did information technology computers, and I did that for a while, and then I got into electronic commerce, and these days I'm doing management. And as I look back on my career, I see, gee, I kept moving around and doing different things, and they were always interesting, and they always broadened me and improved my skills. And where else but the federal government could I have done all of those things? So that's pretty much how I got into it.
We're talking with Marty Wagner of GSA. This is the Business of Government Hour. We'll rejoin our conversation in just a few minutes.